Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever needed help but couldn't find it? Have you ever gotten together with others to help someone? We all need help from time to time. Reaching out to help others is something we should seek to do each day. You are the help the world needs. There are people all around you right now that need your help. Some will ask you for it while others will keep silent, sending signals. There are many who can't walk, run, or jump who need your help. When you see these individuals, do you pass them or do you seek to help them? Many people are lying on their beds physically paralyzed, needing help. Then there are those who are not physically paralyzed, but they are mentally paralyzed, lying on the bed of confusion. In Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 25, it is written, "Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their face, he said to them, 'Man, your sins are forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone?' But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your hearts? What is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Rise up and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he says to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he was lying on, and departed to his own home, glorifying God. This man who was paralyzed had friends who didn't mind going beyond the norm to help him. The man was lying on a bed paralyzed. He could not do anything to help himself. Jesus was present and the power to heal was available. Luckily, he had people around him who knew he needed help and stepped in. They went so far as to get on someone else's roof, pull back their towel, and lower him into the place where Jesus was. Would you do this? Would you go this far? Jesus saw their faith and healed this man. Someone today is waiting on you to help them. How far are you willing to go to help someone? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.